Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Okay, 53 past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. One of our most popular service features is the Money Pit visit from Tom Kreitler. Every week he hosts a program on the weekends. The program is actually quite short. It's only a minute and a half, but they play it over and over and over again, and yeah. So you get 2 hours out of it. Over the course of that 2 hours, you're liable to learn lots of different things that will help you run your house, fix up your house, including summer energy savings tips, which come from Tom in just a moment here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star was a two-time runner-up in the AL MVP voting. He won 3 rings with the Oakland A's, and his Game 5 home run off Mike Marshall clinched the last of those titles.
One out away from the championship by the Oakland A's.
So, where is Joe Rudy now? Joe was part of one of the most famous voided transactions in history when his sale from the A's to the Red Sox was stopped in 1976. These days, Joe does the selling. He's a real estate broker in Oregon. Joe's also a ham radio operator. He competes several times a year with his friends to see who can make the most contacts in a 48-hour stretch. Joe Rudy, what a ham. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Min!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Today on App Check, Mini Gore. Help John Gore fill his enemies full of lead. Better than most shooters, additional characters are a dollar each. Mini Gore. It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Min!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Doug's Good Day. Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and I have Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement. You can go to their website, by the way. Get all kinds of great tips. Moneypit.com. I noticed that Honeywell is releasing a smart thermostat that tracks local weather and adjusts the temperature in your house accordingly.
We're seeing a lot of smart home technologies that add capabilities that you never knew existed before. In addition to that type of technology, some of these smart thermostats now will be able to track your location through your phone. So let's say you're leaving work and you set up what's called a geofence that says, if I get within 5 miles of my home, then take my temperature in my house and change it to this setting. So there's a lot of ways to kind of trigger the indoor environment in your house based on things like weather and based on things like position. So I think we have a lot of options, and I think it's just going to be a matter of figuring out what works best for you and your family.
All right, let's talk some summer energy saving tips. There are some dog days of summer in front of us for the next 6 weeks or so. And in that, yesterday, it was actually here on the farm quite pleasant. Day before, woof, was it heavy. And so you need to escape, and sometimes you just can't jump into the pool or into the lake. So what do we do if we don't want to be overcome, though, by a bill?
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. Now, usually when you talk about energy savings, you talk about, well, how can I upgrade my equipment? But that costs thousands of dollars. I mean, there are things that you can do that cost no money and just a little bit of money. For example, all of the appliances in your home that generate heat, this would be like your dryer, your oven, things like that. Don't run them during the day. Only run them at night in the warm summer months, because that won't contribute to the heat load as much. If you have storm windows, a lot of us still have old wood windows with storm windows. You think a lot about putting those storm windows down in the winter. If you have air conditioning in your house, you ought to have them down in the summer.
Because, really?
Well, think about it, Doug. Those windows are just as leaky in the summer as they are in the winter. You just don't feel it because it's a warm draft versus a cold draft, right?
Right.
So storm windows should be down if you have air conditioning. And let's not forget about ceiling fans. You know, I think people tend to set it and forget it, but remember, they're all reversible. And in the summertime, you want to reverse that, so you're pulling cold air up and then pushing warm air down in the winter.
The biggest problem people have is leaving windows open. It seems almost silly, in fact, but I find myself forgetting it. I turn the air conditioning on, the windows are open everywhere.
Do you know the double hung window was the first sort of central cooling system? You know why? Because, well, if you think about a double hung window, right? That's the one where you have the window that slides up and the top window slides down, typical window. So that was designed that way so it could create cooling in your house. The idea was you would put the window halfway down and halfway up. So if you think about the convective loop, it would take that warm
heat
air
out of the top, cool in the
cool
bottom.
Air in them. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how it was designed to cool your house.
Huh. I did not know that. Wow.
There you go.
You're a font of important information. Thank you. Check out all the info, moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler, Leslie Segretti hold that whole court, if you will, every weekend on great stations all around our country.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.